Article 26, about the intercession of Christ. Furthermore, we believe that we have no access to God except through this only mediator and advocate, Jesus Christ the righteous, who therefore was made man, uniting divine and human natures, in order that he would open up an entrance to the majesty of God for us miserable humans, which had otherwise been shut eternally to us. Nevertheless, the majesty and power of this mediator, whom the Father had established between himself and us, ought not terrify us in the least, lest for that reason we would think that we ought to seek after another for ourselves, according to our own judgment. For there is, neither among heaven nor among the terrestrial creatures, one who more lovingly embraces us than Christ himself, who, although he was in the form of God, emptied his very self, and on account of us was made like his brethren in all things. But if we had to contrive another mediator for ourselves through seeking, who would deem us of some worth? Who would love us more zealously than he himself, who willingly abandoned his own life on our behalf when we were up to that point enemies? Again, if another had to be sought out by us, who excels in consummate authority and power, who has ever obtained so much as he who is seated at the right hand of the Father, and to whom all power on heaven and earth has been given? And finally, who shall have heard by God more clearly than that only begotten, the elect Son of God? Therefore, unbelief alone has led to this custom by which we afflict the saints, those we think in heaven, with dishonor, when we accomplish that which is so far removed from those things they ever did while living, but rather they constantly repelled this in accordance with their duty, just as their writings testify. And our vileness here is not to be dragged out as an excuse for such sacrilege. For we do not in the least offer prayers propped up with our dignity, but with the dignity and excellence of our only Lord Jesus Christ, whose righteousness is ours by faith, according to which place the apostle justly, since he would shake off this innate fear, or rather unbelief, from us, says, Christ was made like his brethren in all things, so that he would be a merciful and faithful high priest in these things which were in accordance with the ritual for the expiation of the sins of the people in the presence of God. For according to this, he can aid those who are tested, because he had fully endured when he was tested. In addition, so that he would increase our spirits, in which we may come near to this high priest more confidently, the same apostle adds, Therefore, having a great high priest who's entered into heaven, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, let us hold on to our profession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to be moved with a sense of our weaknesses, but one tested in all things similar to us except for sin. Therefore, let us proceed with faith up to the throne of grace, so that we may pursue mercy and come upon grace unto favorable aid. The same apostle says, We have freedom for entering into the sacristy through the blood of Jesus. Let us therefore approach with a firm persuasion of faith. Likewise, Christ has an eternal priesthood from which he can also save those who approach through his blood unto God, always living, so that he may always intercede on their behalf. What need is there for other things? Since Christ himself says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to my Father except through me. Why should we seek another advocate for ourselves? Most certainly, since it has pleased God himself to give his Son to us as an advocate, let us not, having abandoned him, seek another, lest in always having to follow fate, we may never come across any other. For when God gave that one to us, he knew, without a doubt, that we were miserable sinners, according to which it happens that in remaining close to the commandment of Christ himself, we only call upon the Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ, our only mediator himself, as he himself also taught us in the Lord's Prayer. For we are certain that we are going to receive all things for which we ask in his name from the Father.